Giants looking to snap a three-game skid, taking on the Phillies in Philadelphia, celebrating African-American Heritage Night. Ty Block getting the start for San Francisco. We pick it up in the first with two men on, Brandon Belt facing Jared Eichhoff.
On the ground, it's got into the glove of Hernandez, and one run is going to score, and it's 1-0 Giants. And a base hit to left field. Span and Nunez are 4-for-4. Coming in to score is Block, and it's 3-0.
2-2 the count with two down. The pitch. Swing and a chopper into left field, a base hit. It's a four-hit game for Denard Span, and now he gets an RBI. It is 7-0 Giants.
Got him.
Oh, great pitch. Big inning was a second.
On the ground, Arroyo is going to knock it down, go the long way, and that's the ball game.
Another rookie to throw a shutout right there.
So Ty Block goes 9. He throws a shutout.
The Giants snap a three-game skid, taking out the Phillies 10-0. The 10 runs is a season high. Ty Block with his first career shutout. Block becomes the first Giants pitcher to draw three walks in a game since 1969. He's also pitched at least 7 innings in his last 5 starts. Denard Span, meanwhile, records 5 hits for the first time as a Giant. Ty Block with his first career shutout. He talked to the media after the game.
Yeah, it was great. The guys were able to make some great plays behind me. Just a lot of really tough plays in the infield, and they were all over everything. It was awesome.
Ty, it's Javier. I was just asking you, seeing you before the game, you looked really calm and really relaxed. Did you not realize that you're coming to Philadelphia, which is a very hitter-friendly park? I mean, you're throwing the ball on lots of ground balls, changing speeds really well. Glove side command on your fastball was great. What was your thought process going into the game today?
Just wanted to go out and execute pitches, you know, give the defenders a chance. It was great to have an early lead. Makes it a lot easier to attack the strike zone. Those guys made plays for me all night. It was awesome.
You know, I'll follow up on Javier's thought. You had a start in Chicago where the wind was blowing out. That didn't bother you. This is a small ballpark. That didn't bother you. Any experiences in AAA where you pitched in small ballparks that would help you out?
Yeah, there's a lot of those in the PCL. So I definitely can draw on that experience being there here last year. So just go out there and you know you got to execute pitches and you can get the ball on the ground. Those defenders are going to give you a chance. So they did a great job tonight. Buster called a great game and it was a good job.
How about 3 walks and 3 strikeouts? What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know if there's anybody who's ever had a double hat trick before, so that was kind of interesting.
Well, it looked like you were seeing the ball just fine.
Well, yeah, early on it was nice to have a lead and just be up there and be relaxed, not feel like there was a lot of pressure, so just go out there and help the team any way you can.
Hey, Ty, how's it feel to join Chris Heston as being the last rookie to throw a complete game shutout?
That's great. Hesto's a great guy. He was a mentor for me here coming up through the system, so that's an honor to be able to be named with him.
Up next, the Giants series against the Phillies continues on Saturday with Johnny Cueto on the hill.